You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars with Lugani.
Tex Beneke in the orchestra.
There once was a man from Green Bay, who grilled bratwurst three times every day. When asked why so many, he answered, "That's not many. In Wisconsin, there's no other way." A dairyman out of Eau Claire says cows know and spring fills the air. They dance wearing silk and refuse to be milked till someone plays polkas out there. They say that Alaska is chilly, so here comes another verse that worse than the other verse. Waltz me around again, Willie. A fisherman up in La Crosse got lost in the fog and the moss. He followed a loon, then got home by noon and declared that the bird was the boss. A lady who lived in Racine kept snow boots all polished and clean, for weather out there can turn on a dare from sunshine to wild winter scenes. A boy from Milwaukee one day tried ice fishing out on the bay. He sat there for hours, then caught seven flowers. Someone had dropped them last May. They say that Alaska is chilly, so here comes another verse that's worse than the other verse. Waltz me around again, Willie. A
man from Wisconsin Dells sold cheese curds and giant cowbells. When tourists would ask, "What's your favorite task?" he'd say, "With tourists, it's whatever sells." A teacher from Manitowoc wore sandals with white winter socks. When people would stare, she'd say, "I don't care." This fashion completely rocks. There once was a moose near Superior who thought that his antlers looked cheerier. He hung on each one a cranberry bun and claimed that his style was superior.
The music of the star. Anything can happen.
This is my love song to Milwaukee. I fell for you one winter night, Lake Michigan, steel blue and bright, when the wind cut sharp down Water Street, and still you pulled me closer, sweet. Your brick red bones, your factory hands, your river bends, your brewery bands, you humming clinks of glasses raised in old bar songs and summer haze. You taste like hops and Friday night, like brats on grills and neon light, like music drifting low and slow from doors that never quite stay closed. Choose you still, I linger on. Milwaukee, rough and tender too. I don't just live here, I love you.
A shiny blue sky, time seems to fly in spring, gentle winds play with leaves on the ground, they blow away in time for winter's white gown. There's a small house in some quiet time waiting for us when we
a new room we'll build in a year or two. In Wisconsin, we'll make all our dreams come true. A new room we'll build in a year or two. In Wisconsin, we'll make all our dreams come true.
Soft as every robin sings, morning mist on quiet streams, fields still full of summer dreams. Kenosha greets the rising sun, Milwaukee hums till day is done. From racing shore to Green Bay skies, love is shining in your eyes.
Augustine, sunset softly glows, hand in hand through country lanes, where the gentle north wind blows.
Every star recalls a promise, every lake reflects our smile. If forever has a season, it's August. For a little while, Wisconsin rapids whispers low, where winding rivers gently flow. Madison's evenings drift so sweet, with echoes dancing down the street. Apple orchards start to gleam, county fairs bring out old dreams. Crickets play their twilight tune beneath a warm and amber moon.
Though September waits beyond the hill, the summer lingers with us still. Every laugh and every kiss becomes a treasured memory's bliss. Years may pass, but hearts will know where love first learned to gently grow. August in Wisconsin, where yesterday
Wisconsin style.
And when you hear a distant breeze moving softly through the trees, you'll find our love where summer stays.
In Wisconsin's August day.
Thank you. be.
I'm singing so loud of it, because I'm so proud of it. Kenosha, that's for me.
I'm from Kenosha.
I said Kenosha, that great big swinging town, right in the middle of the USA, between the New York Harbor and the Frisco Bay, where the wonderful East meets the beautiful West. That's the place I want to be. I'm singing so loud of it. Kenosha, that's for me. Kenosha, that's for me.
Having a good day, I hope. Francis Albert. Could be worse.
I never found a rainbow, never saw a pot of gold. I lost at dice in Vegas every single time that I rolled. I've stamped my daydreams canceled, and the winter's getting cold. Everything happens to me. I've known a lot of ladies, but there's something that I lack. Each time that there's a breakup, I'm the one who holds the sack. And when I give my heart away, I always get it back. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. And I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. Now in the school of life, well, I was lucky just to pass. Now I'm chasing rainbows with the losers in the class. But pal, you don't find rainbows in the bottom of a glass. Everything happens to me. Telegraphed and phoned, I sent an airmail special. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
one reason alone, shy little Carlos regretted his family's moving to the tiny town of Miami, Arizona. That reason was the kid next door. The boy's name was Bobby. He was a full-blooded Native American, same age as Carlos, same grammar school class, but a lot bigger. Now, Carlos was himself half Irish, half Cherokee. But apparently that wasn't good enough for Bobby, so every day after school he would chase Carlos home. Most days he would catch him and beat him up. But this is the rest of the story. Right next door to the cottages where Carlos and Bobby lived was a gas station. The owner's name was Jack, and every day Jack would stand there and he'd watch this sad little scenario recur. The bully chasing the smaller boy, and then catching him, and then pounding him day after day. Now, Jack may have known that Carlos's father was an alcoholic, was mostly oblivious to his son's problems. But one day Jack decided it was time to butt in, so he went to Carlos's mother and he told her, please stay in the house today and do not interfere. And she agreed. And sure enough, right on schedule, little Carlos came running past the gas station toward his house. Bobby the bully was not yet in sight, but Jack the gas station man stopped Carlos and he said, I'd like to have a word with you. Politely but urgently, the little boy explained that he must not stop now. He had to go inside right away because Bobby was chasing him and he would be here at any minute. Jack said, you're not going anywhere. You're going to stand up for yourself and fight this boy right now. But Bobby was too big, Carlos pleaded. Jack wouldn't listen. He said, you're not going to run away anymore. And the more he encouraged Carlos, the braver the little boy became, so brave that when Bobby the bully arrived, Carlos actually jumped him and wrestled the bully to the ground. And it was but a brief tussle, at the conclusion of which Bobby the bully cried, I give, I give. And as Jack the service station man had known in his heart from the start, Bobby would never chase Carlos again. In fact, perhaps predictably, they became friends. Now, I know this sounds like one of the many mountainous molehills of which childhood is comprised, an insignificant episode in the life of a couple of greater stories, but for Carlos, it was ultimately significant. And even more, the time he turned around and stood his ground made him, well, made him whatever he was to be forever after. For you would never have heard of that little boy who let a bully get the best of him, were it not for the man he became. World middleweight karate champion from 1968 to 1974. And the star of such movie box office knockouts as A Force of One, Delta Force, Code of Silence. But now whenever you hear his name, you will picture a scared little boy trying to outrun a bully and a concerned stranger who put an end to the running of Carlos Ray Norris, whom the world has come to respect as Chuck Norris. Now you know the rest of the story.
I always thought you had a beard like seaweed, long and wet.
Not since I got acquainted with these blue blades by Gillette. I've outlawed whiskers in my court. Behold, my crew shaves slick.
No other blade can whisk 'em off so extra smooth and quick. Ooh, look sharp every time you shave.
To feel sharp and be on the ball.
Just be sharp. Use Gillette blue blades for the quickest, slickest shaves. Ba-ba.
We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen, we'd like you to meet the heavyweight contender who will fight the winner of the Cassius Clay Sonny Liston fight. Here he is, Rocky Allen.
Hello there.
You're a fighter?
No, I'm the mother of the Beatles.
Well, how many fights have you had?
100.
How many did you lose?
100.
How do you explain that?
You can't win them all.
Well, what's your trickiest punch?
A left hook.
And what's so tricky about that?
I use my right hand.
Hey, you know something? I don't see any marks on your face.
I had my nose fixed.
Oh, did they straighten it?
They put it between my eyes.
Well, why do you wear a mouthpiece?
I ain't got time to brush after every meal.
Brock, would you say you're the best fighter in the country?
Yeah, but in the city, they murder me.
Who taught you how to fight?
Rocky Marciano, yeah. Joe Louis, Sugar Ray, and Elizabeth Taylor.
What'd you learn from Elizabeth Taylor?
A lot more than I learned from Rocky Marciano and Joe Louis.
Hey, is Rocky your nickname?
Rocky is my nickname.
Oh, I see. What is your real name?
Oh, wait a minute.
Don't you know your name?
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Happy birthday to you. It's Marty. My nickname, Marty.
Tell me, what happened when you fought Cassius Clay?
Hey, I stuck my tongue out at him.
To show him that you weren't afraid of him?
No, he was choking me.
Well, when did you know you were in trouble?
Right after the national anthem. I didn't even want to wait. I started doing road.
Listen, what do you do after each fight?
I bleed.
Well, do you watch all the movies of your fights?
No, x-rays. I'm pretty tough.
You're pretty tough?
Oh, I'm pretty tough.
Well, why did you say that?
I have a list of all the guys I can beat.
Do you have a list of all the guys you can beat?
Uh-huh.
Oh, am I on your list?
Yeah, you're on my list.
Now, wait a minute. You can't beat me.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, I'll take your name off the list.
Are you going to fight? You're going to fight Sonny Liston?
He's the biggest guy in the world.
I know he's pretty big. But if you did fight him, what would your prediction be for the night of the fight?
I predict rain, snow flurries.
No. I'm talking about the outcome of the fight.
Early knockout.
How early, Rock?
I'll hit him in the dressing room with a pipe. Let the Urban League send me a letter.
You know, hey, you fought Marciano once.
I fought Marciano once.
And let's see, I know you lost to him, but was that by a split decision?
He split my mouth, he split my nose, and he split my stomach.
He split your stomach?
And now I'll never be able to carry the flag in a Legion parade.
Thank you so much.
I hear the trumpets blare. I hear the saxophone. Hear the leader man strike up that band. Go on and dance here. Let the bass man swing. Let the trombones ring. Let the leader man strike up that band. When the music is playing low and Marty Allen is on the go, there is nothing to say except let's have some fun. I'll let the bass man swing. I'll let the trombones ring. Come on and stretch up the band and let's dance.
Great Marty Allen with Steve Rossi. The music of the star. Marty Allen was a real-life hero. I called him on Veterans Day, had him on the Music of the Star. Marty Allen got the Soldier's Medal for his incredible bravery during World War II. He was in Italy during the military service and a fire broke out. There was a massive danger to all the soldiers around him. Marty Allen threw himself into the fire. Got the Soldier's Medal for bravery. They had a parade in his honor. We lost him on February 12, 2018. Pittsburgh. His dad owned a restaurant and bar. Joined the Army Air Corps during World War II. Stationed in Italy. Got the rank of sergeant. There was an airplane being refueled. He drove the fuel truck away. Amongst the flames, ran back on foot to the plane. Then he rolled over the fire with his body in uniform. They honored him, the Army, with a full dress parade. His partner, Steve Rossi. Here he is.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, I got my trouble and woe. Sure as I know the Jordan will roll. Yeah, I'll get along as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I'll never know what makes the leaves to fall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
One more, Steve Rossi, ABC Paramount.
Oh, Mr. Jones, I love your dough.
for you. Oh, Mr. Jones, she's all I've dreamed of, all I want my whole life through. I'll do my best to make her happy. Believe me, I'd rather die than ever make her blue. I know to you she's still a baby, the little girl who sat upon your knee. It's hard to realize she's grown before your eyes, and now it's time to share her with me. Oh, Mr. Jones, I love your daughter.
Princess Albert.
Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. And then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I own the earth and sky. And now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I.
Rodgers and Hart.
This is a kind of a fun jazz waltz I think you'll get a kick out of. Look out now. One, two, three, two, two, three.
Mel Torme.
Take a letter, Miss Jones, if you please. Begin it, my dearest Louise. This may not surprise you, but I idolize you, Miss Jones. Please cover your knees. Take a letter, Miss Jones, if you will. Tell her that I've little skill in ways of romancing and dining and dancing. Miss Jones, please try to sit still. Ah, tell her how much I love her. Hope that she feels the same. My goodness, Miss Jones, I just realized I don't even know your first name. Take a letter and phrase it as such, and give it your own special touch. Reword it, revise it, and capitalize it. Miss Jones, you're really too much. Take a letter, Miss Jones, like you're told, and forgive me if I'm acting bold. You know I never make passes, but without your glasses, Miss Jones, you're a sight to behold. Ah, tell her how much I love her. Tell her how much I care. My goodness, Miss Jones, I really must say, that's exciting perfume you wear. Take a letter, Miss Jones, get it right, and fill it with words of delight. And after you style it, you may as well file it. Miss Jones, you're clear out of sight. Miss Jones, are you busy tonight? Met Miss Jones.
Thank you.
Cy Coleman wrote that. Michael Bublé. Stand by for NBC News. Music of the Star.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. Both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe at 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays our favorite song. Yeah, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, we got a thing. Both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high. She's got her own obligations, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones.
so much, it hurts so much inside.
Michael Blair, Music of the Star. Be right back. A look at what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours. Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.